Hello there. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 78 today, verses 32 through 37. Psalm 78, 32 through 37. It says, in spite of all this, they still sinned. Despite his wonders, they did not believe. So he made their days vanish like a breath, and their years in terror. When he killed them, they sought him. They repented and sought God earnestly. They remembered that God was their rock, the Most High God, their Redeemer. But they flattered him with their mouths. They lied to him with their tongues. Their heart was not steadfast toward him. They were not faithful to his covenant. Folks, we're going to deal today with the fact that God knows our hearts. We've already seen, as we've been going through on Saturdays, these sections of Psalm 78 here, we've been seeing that the nation of Israel was rebellious. They didn't trust God. Then they'd complain. He'd provide miraculously. And then they would come back. When they came back to him, they didn't come back fully. And God knew their hearts. He knew that they were flattering him with their mouths. They were lying to him with their tongues. Folks, I'm just going to say this to you. God knows your heart too. He knows if our words of devotion to him are true or not. Listen to Matthew 15, verses 7 through 9. Matthew 15, verse 7. Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees. He says, you hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. They honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. We've gotten really good in the church today to know how to say things the right way, give the right answer, talk the Christian talk. But God knows whether or not our heart is sincere and whether or not our actions in private and when we're not around other believers or in church, when our actions actually, whether or not they line up with what we say. But the neat thing is this, and we're going to see this next Saturday when we look at our next Saturday challenge, God's compassionate. And even though we come back, but we don't mean it, he is a God who is patient. But we have to truly repent. We need to turn from our sin and seek him. And you know what? The Bible even tells us that he will even help us do this. Isn't that interesting? God's word actually says that God wants us to come to him, but we can't even do that without his help. But he wants to help us even do that. He wants to give us the grace to be able to live the life that we say that we want to live or that we say we live for him. He'll give us the grace. Listen, one of the greatest prayers in the Bible I found is Mark chapter 9, verses 23 through 24. And Jesus said to this man, if you can, all things are possible for one who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, I believe, help my unbelief. Isn't that awesome? The father of this child who was crying out to Jesus to heal his boy, he said, look, if you can help him, please. Jesus says, if you can? Well, what do you mean, if you can? Everything's possible for those who believe. And the guy says, I believe, but I got to be honest with you. It's not 100%. Could you help my unbelief? Could you give me some grace? Give me some of your spirit to help me believe even more? Listen to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Listen to verse 5. Listen closely. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 5. But the Lord is faithful. Sorry, that's verse 3. Look at verse 5. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. Look at that again. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and the steadfastness of Christ. Did you catch that? God will direct us. God will move our hearts toward patience, endurance, a full love of the Lord. How? We ask him. Just like that father said, help my unbelief. We need to come to God and say, God, I do believe in you. Jesus, I do believe, but I don't follow fully. I need your grace. You've said in your word that you promised that you who began the good work in me would finish it, that you predestined conform me into the image of Jesus Christ. I yield to that today. I'm not going to stand here in my flesh and make promises to you. Lord, I'll live for you. No, Lord, I want to live for you, but I struggle. Lord, I couldn't save myself. Only you could save me. And you gave me this salvation, but I don't live fully for you, and I hate it. When I sin, it grieves me. It grieves my spirit. I quench your spirit. I don't like it. Lord, I want to see growth. God, would you please guide me and make me into what it is you desire me to be. And may my love for you grow, not because of me, but because of you. God knows your heart, My prayer is that you'll run to Him and ask for Him to do His work. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.